It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With her special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Multi-Juno Award winner, multi-CCMA winner, and guess what? Biggest hockey fan, Warner Recording artist Brett Kissel is here with us today. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Kim, and thank you for the hockey shout-out, too, because everyone in our genre loves hockey, but I probably would say I think I like it the most.
Well, between you and Aaron, probably, right?
Well, of all the conversations I've had with Aaron, obviously huge Canucks fan, I'm a huge Oilers fan, it's great to have a bunch of, especially during playoffs, a bunch of little side bets going on with different people. And Ron McLean put me up against the Arkells during a Leafs and Oilers game a couple of weeks ago. And I thought we had it sewn up. We were up 3-1, 10 minutes left in the third, and then we blew it in overtime and texting with Max from the Arkells. He was rubbing it in pretty hard. So it's one of those things on national TV. It kind of sucks to lose in a big setting like that.
Oh, well. I figured Alan Frew might be in there, too, somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And what a beauty that guy is. I don't know how many consecutive live streams he did during the pandemic, but without question, just was able to connect with so many different people and show his true artistry and how many people respect him and a legacy that he's built as a rock star, but also as a Canadian icon. Mm-hmm. I just loved, he brought me on his Instagram live show too. So Alan Frew, I know he doesn't cheer for my Edmonton Oilers, but he's still very high on the good guy list as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. We just had him on the show the other week. So he's just an awesome guy. We absolutely love him to death.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now you are doing such a great job. This album is so amazing. I love this one. It's so personal for you.
Well, there's a lot of elements and a lot of personal touches that I've put into each project that I've ever done, but none more so than this record, What is Life? I mean, it's a pretty vast question. It's a very deep question. But for me, I did more soul searching in the past 13, 14 months than I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And I think that we can all relate to soul searching and thinking and trying to figure out the meaning to this whole thing that we've been going through. And nobody's immune to that. We have all tried to figure out what we're all going to do and what our next steps are going to be during this time. I just did it in an artistic way and was able to get a lot of feelings that I had in my head and in my heart onto paper. Mm-hmm. And out in the recording studio now.
I'm just so impressed because, you know, I've been there from the beginning of your journey, and to watch you evolve and to come to such an amazing place so early on in your life, because I work with a lot of artists and a lot of people throughout my career. And, you know, it's always at the end of life that they get this message. And you've got something in this album, this 14-track album, that is for everybody. You know, no matter what they're going through in their life, this one's going to touch base with every single person out there. It doesn't matter what your age group or what they're going through. And that's a pretty an amazing accomplishment for this one.
Well, I so appreciate you saying that. I'm very grateful for that compliment. There are a lot of things that happen by design. Mm-hmm. And then there are a lot of things that happen by luck or, you know, the universe just sometimes making these decisions for me. And so I'm very grateful that this album will be a piece of my own personal history, my own personal journey, but has every reason to be relatable to anybody who chooses to listen to it or identify with one of the 14 tracks that's on this project. Mm-hmm. It was much more than just a record for me. It was much more than just like, okay, you know, it's been a year and a bit since the last record. It's time to do something new. Let's find some songs. Let's take a couple pictures, go to the studio, record a record, put it out, see how it does, and move on. It was actually the opposite of that entire process. Mm-hmm. Everything that I did was intentional. Every decision I made with heart and true thought. I didn't really wing it, even though I think I got lucky being able to, you know, now see this body of work and realize that some of the things I didn't plan to happen ended up happening in terms of conversation in terms of being more philosophical than maybe I intended to be. But mm-hmm. I am very proud of this record, and I really appreciate those compliments.
Well, because it's a celebration of life. It's in so many different stages because so many people are going through so much, you know, with the pandemic. And you are one of the hardest working artists out there. And you were doing all the drive-in shows, and you were selling out those shows and showing a lot of artists what they could do with their artistry and creativity when it comes to all of these roadblocks, when it comes to performing live. And you were selling out and selling out. And it was just like, oh, you know what? So amazing to watch you do that. And to see all the fan base be able to gravitate and need that at that time. And music is a universal healing tool that we all need and love. And, you know, these songs and what you were doing through all of that really helped out so many people. It just gave people hope. And now, you know, with this and celebration of life and gratitude and love, loving everything in your life. And making sure that you're holding on to every moment that you have and cherishing every moment in different ways throughout the different songs that you've got in this album.
Well, I mean, everything that you said, I so appreciate, and I think you did a wonderful job. I mean, even in to a degree, taking a lot of the words out of my mouth, because it was by design. I tried my very best to celebrate all the different aspects of life. And when it comes to the drive-in, to go back to that part, for me, that was a pivot. That was something I never intended to do. That was something I actually didn't even want to do. If I had it my way, I'd be on a normal stage in mm-hmm. front of a whole bunch of people doing things the normal way, but we couldn't. Yeah. So you know what? The rules of the game have changed. So because of that, I saw that as actually an opportunity to destroy the box. No sense thinking inside the box anymore. And it's not just for that year or for that one project of the drive-in shows that we did, the money that we raised, and the documentary that we made. Mm-hmm. It is actually a bigger conversation to have now with my team or with my family about destroying the box and understanding that moving forward into 2021 now and 2022 next year and every year now, the game has changed. So have the rules. Mm-hmm. So we have an opportunity to rewrite what the rules are going to be and what we can or cannot do. So I'm really excited for the future. Mm-hmm. And even though this wasn't what I planned or even what I wanted, it's out of my control. So the universe dealt me this hand. So what am I going to do with it? And I'm really grateful that this album talks a lot about the lessons that I have learned, mm-hmm. even though I'm still young. And I want to say a disclaimer to everybody listening that I'm only 30. I do not have it together. I do not have the secret. I do not have any answers. I'm just figuring it out like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But because of the conversations I've had with seniors, with my grandparents, with many people who have paved the way in country music or all genres of music, maybe because I've listened so much, mm-hmm. I feel that maybe I have just a little step here in what I think is a really good direction, not even the right direction, but a good direction to take on this very big question, actually, while I'm still so young.
Well, the whole point of this album, at least what I'm getting from the songs that you chose and your body of work for this project, is talking about the positive outlook in every situation. Something that you're learning through each step of this journey called life, right?
Absolutely. So if you go song by song on the record, I believe that each song could potentially be an answer, mm-hmm. a positive answer to what life is.
Exactly.
So make a life, not a living. What is life? Well, maybe it's about slowing down and going back to your roots, like Die to Go Home. Maybe it's about being proud of where you came from and looking in the rear view with fond memories. And even if you may have had a dark past or a difficult upbringing, mm-hmm. you can understand that that is what shaped you and maybe have some gratitude that it made you the person that you are today, even if you went through a really, really tough time, as so many of us have, mm-hmm. Perhaps in our childhood or in early relationships. There's many different ways to look at this, but I'm happy that the byproduct of the big question has now been these really, really unique and special songs that I hope to look back on in years to come and be proud of these songs the way that I am today while the album is still fresh.
Well, it's a part of your life's journey, and that's what you write about, right? This is the stage that you're at. This is what you were faced with. You decided to take the bull by the horns, which is what you do, you do best. What I love about you, you know, I admire that quality because you don't wait for something to happen. You make it happen. You deal with what your situation is. The pandemic was here. People weren't able to play live. You figured a way around that and being able to bring the music to the people. And people don't realize what it takes for you guys, you know, to be able to put on a show, you know, to be able to go on a radio tour, all that stuff takes a lot of money. And I know that you put a lot in yourself.
Well, absolutely. And there's a couple different things to touch on that I want to acknowledge my band and my crew. And these guys and girls are entrepreneurs in their own way and in their own right. I love being able to support them in whatever ways I possibly can, or trying to create different ideas or different ways to get out there and perform, because that's what we all love. That's why we got into this thing, is to go out and play. So the drive-ins are a perfect example of when so many other artists weren't able to go out and play and everybody was at home, we still managed to do essentially a full-size 24-day tour and go out and play. Now, the ecosystem that is the music business, or even my personal ecosystem that's part of my crew and my organization and operation, is a very unique ecosystem where I do my best to take care of the things and the people that I can, but I'm very proud to have very entrepreneurial and business-minded individuals as part of my team. Yeah. The reason why I love that, and I give shout-outs to each one of my band and crew members, is because they all have other irons in fire, not just Brett Kissel. Yeah. So when a year like this happens, my guys are extremely busy still playing in the studio for pretty much every other major Canadian country act. My guitar player Connor from Ottawa was playing on Johnny Orlando's album, so he was all over the radio making royalties on pop radio. So proud of that guy. Aww. Justin Cutting, my musical director, owns an in-ear monitor company. They pivoted to not just do musicians, but to do basic sales to the public as well. So he's done very well in business.
Oh, that's great.
And the list goes on. Becky, who's my day-to-day manager, now is the general manager of my vodka company, Deuce Vodka. So you take her incredible expertise and organizational skills, and here she is really running this company for me and for my wife and for our business partners. So we're all able to shift and take on the great lessons that we've learned in the past through music and apply them to other businesses. So that entrepreneurial drive is something that I can see very clearly in a lot of people. And you can also see when that drive or that own in your body actually doesn't exist with some others who are great people, but maybe don't have a real place in my organization.
Right.
So based on that, I'm inspired by my team every day.
Well, you know what you need to do. And it's, I think, you know, when we look back at history and we look back at what our grandparents went through, what our parents went through, we just haven't been faced with anything like this, you know, when it comes to our generation. And people evolved back then. You know, they took the bull by the horns. They needed to put food on the table. And this is how they did it. You know, you have to have some kind of inspiration and some kind of drive. Without those diversities and hard times, we wouldn't be who we are today. And that's why so many people respect what you do.
Well, I appreciate that very, very much. And I have to be very, very conscious that as I'm so close to my grandparents and have had countless conversations about the olden days and the work that they put in to build the life in which I get to benefit from now today, there really is a stark difference between that level of hard and this level of hard.
Yeah.
But still, the similarity is that in my generation and everything that we're going through is our own version of it. And we're going to have to do our very best to get through this in the best way possible. I'm a big believer in hard work. I'm a big believer in freedoms and liberties. I'm a big believer in even some of the mindset that comes with those who want to work hard, build businesses. And sometimes capitalism gets a really bad rap. But I believe that some of the greatest entrepreneurs and those who have built incredible companies and lives for so many others are those who have had the freedom to do it. And if you wanted to work 24/7, you did, and you got rewarded from it in terms of finances, in terms of freedom, in terms of wealth.
Yeah.
So I look up to those people in all aspects, and I really, really hope that, you know, at some way, somehow, I can continue to work and do what I love to do and provide a better life for the next generation, which is my kids.
Exactly. And I think that's what the whole thing is with the positive message you have with this project and choosing Make a Life, Not a Living. What a great message this song has. Talk about the reasons why you chose this one as your lead single coming off of this one.
There was no other choice than this song based on the energetic feeling I had when I first heard it. And also, when you do a record that is this important and dives so deep, it was important for me to plant a stake in the ground or have a flag flying high that says, this is who I am. This is what I care about. This is what this entire record and this whole new chapter of life is going to be about. And so it's difficult to reinvent myself after being in the Canadian music industry for, you know, the number of years that I have. But I'm so grateful that this song fell into my lap and was gifted to me by Stephen Lee Olsen on, get this, my 30th birthday. Aww. You can't write that. It's my birthday. I'm trying to find the meaning to life. I'm trying to figure out what this all means, you know, what's going on, what my next steps are. And I'm out here truly making a life because I can't make a living. So I'm just out here on the farm retreating with my family. He sends me this song as I'm out on a quad with my three little kids.
Aww.
And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? If this isn't a sign from the universe, Kim, I'll tell you what I did. I texted him, no, I called him from the hillside, and I said, dude, not only do I love this song, but I promise you I'm going to record it. And he's, you know, on the other side of FaceTime. He's like, oh, that's amazing, man. I said, I'm going to record it right away, and this is going to be my first single, and I'm going to base my entire record around this song.
Wow.
He's like, dude, I have a record deal. You can't do this. You can't promise me this stuff. Like, you need to talk to your manager, your record label, your producer. And I'm like, no, screw it. I don't care. I'm doing this. This is our song. This is exactly what we need to do. And I made him that promise in May. And then you fast forward now up till March. And when the single comes out, and I'm so grateful my team loved the song as much as I did. And they felt that burning passion for the song the same way I had.
This is a new journey for your life and your music, so really important for this song. So let's play that right now. Make a Life, Not a Living, right here on Music's Journey with award-winning artist Brett Kissel.
This 944 gets me A to B. This old tin roof ain't never had a leak. Who needs a swimming pool when you got a creek? Yeah, this guy's got everything you'll ever need. I don't need six figures, my bank account bigger, pile of cash don't make me richer.
No.
Give me a wraparound porch swing, swinging, 5-acre pond with a nightcrawler sinking, grill in my hand, the other one drinking that Bud Light, yeah, that's my kind of money. I'm good with what the good Lord's giving, dirt under my boots in the air I'm breathing, lose every penny, I'd still be winning, I'm trying to make a life. Not a living. Try to make a life. Not a living. Now you can't take nothing with you when you go. The time that you got's about as good as gold. Got a girl and a love that I get to hold. Thank God for what I got, not what I don't. I don't need six figures, my bank account bigger, pile of cash don't make me richer. No, give me a wraparound porch swing, swinging, 5-acre pond with a nightcrawler sinking, girl in my hand, and the other one drinking that Bud Light. Yeah, that's my kind of money. I'm good with what the good Lord's giving, dirt under my boots in the air I'm breathing. Who's every penny? Still be winning. I'm trying to make a life, not a living. Trying to make a life, not a living. Give me a wraparound porch swing, swinging, 5-acre pond with a nightcrawler sinking, grill in my hand, and the other one drinking that Bud Light. Yeah, that's my kind of money. I'm good with what the good Lord's giving. Dirt under my boots in the air I'm breathing.
from the brand new album, and I mean album, both vinyl and CD, What Is Life? There's Brett Kissel with Make a Life, Not a Living. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Such a positive, positive message and perfect timing, you know, for people to, you know, strip back all the noise. I think that's what I was getting at earlier. And that means job, money, life, everything, forgetting that and getting back to the true foundation of what life really is and where it starts, what's important, what we take with us at the end of all of this. It's not about our job titles. It's not about, you know, how much money we made. It's about remembering what your journey was and what you did with the time you have. And you're taking that platform and taking that song, like you said, that Stephen wrote, and turning around and making something such a beautiful project of all of these songs that you chose for this very special album.
Well, I take that very seriously, Kim, and I think that you've known me, you know, for long enough to understand that I'm trying to be very, very intentional with my decisions. And so that song in particular and this whole new album is a lot more than just any other project. So how much time do we have? We'll never know. Mm-hmm. None of us know. And so we all are trying to chase bigger and better things, and that's not wrong. That's completely your prerogative. That's everybody's opportunity to go out and chase and build. I'm the kind of guy who's very goal-oriented, and I've got a wonderful vision board, and I love crossing things off my bucket list. But in all of the conversations that I've been able to have with, well, I mean, some of the richest people in Canada, or some of the biggest CEOs from the biggest companies, or some of the highest flying artists, it's amazing how a constant theme of advice that they've passed on to me, the next generation coming up through the ranks, is to not get so busy chasing after the next trophy that you don't honor your spouse, that you don't honor your children, that you forget about these things. Mm-hmm. I've read a lot of biographies. I've got one here in my office of a friend of mine, Brett Wilson, and the title of his book is called Redefining Success. Mm-hmm. And the first chapter, he basically not spoils, but spoiler alert, he gives everything. He says, if you read the rest of the book, I'd love it if you did. But if you just read this first opening monologue, basically, the foreword, it's essentially saying he lost his wife and he lost the relationship with his three kids. Now, granted, that was all at the same time he crossed over and became a billionaire. Mm-hmm. So what's worth it? Would you rather have $1 billion? Would you rather have the love of your family? He's been able to now retrace his steps and form a very special bond with his kids. And I'm a great friend of his, and I love his family. But I think about that in a great way, watching biographies of so many of my heroes in music that go through 3, 4, 5 relationships or marriages, mm-hmm. have all these different things. Now, that's their journey, and I'm not judging it. I'm just really focused on my journey, my path, and being grateful for the things that I have, and understanding that sometimes it's not the right decision in the moment to be chasing after all of these things, when if you just took a moment to look at the things that you have right now, you've got it, and you actually may actually have it made right now. If you just look in your living room at your spouse and at your kids or the things that you hold dear, you may have the secret before you even realize it. You don't even have to chase after it.
I think I've always been so grounded. When I talked to you at the CCMAs, when you played and you were mentoring a really young artist at the time, and I talked to you backstage, and you were talking about, I think you were 23 at the time, 23 or 24, and we were talking about what success looked like for you. And you've always had that deep soul. You've always had that heart and soul when it comes to playing music for the right reason. Yes, you wanted to have your music out there and have everybody hear that, enjoy your music. But at the same time, you weren't doing it, how can I word this right? You weren't doing it for a hit record. You were doing it to make music and to bring that into the homes of fans and have it mean something to someone. It meant more to you to do that than it did to have a hit record.
Well, and a lot of that has truly, well, it stayed true. I appreciate that acknowledgement. And the way that I think about this is that, don't get me wrong, I would love nothing more than for these songs to do really well on radio. I do love looking at the charts. I'm so proud when a nomination comes our way, because it's a great sense of validation for the entire team. Mm-hmm. But I love music the way a lot of hockey players love hockey. They're playing for the Stanley Cup, but still every time they put on their skates and they put on their gloves and they step out on the ice, they are living a dream playing mm-hmm. in the NHL or playing in junior or even just getting a chance to go play out an outdoor rink. For me, I'm really grateful that I get to do this. And the byproduct, the side note, that the fact that I've been able to get some fame and some notoriety and make some money and make some fans is wonderful. But like you just said, there's no denying I'd be writing these songs, I'd be singing like this with or without the fans. And I think every artist in Canada has proven it, because get this, all of the fans have gone away. Mm-hmm. You do a live stream and you pour your heart and your soul into a song and nobody claps. Like, I mean, we're not doing it for the adoration or the adulation, that's for sure. Well, not me anyways, not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were talking about, you know, what it means to you, when you look at stripping everything away and you're talking about Down to Earth, I love this song. And there's so many on here, like Die to Go Home, I know is a very special song that a lot of people are starting to really acknowledge. I know that our people out in the UK, all of our international listeners, love that song. It means something right now, a little bit deeper. And I know that you were one of those people yourself, you know, when it come to getting off the farm and can't wait to do this, you know, let loose in my life and do this right. And then being able to come back with this message, it just embodies the whole purpose of what is life. And, you know, Die to Go Home. Tell us a little bit about that one for you.
Well, Die to Go Home is my favorite song on the record, and I think Die to Go Home could be my favorite song that I've ever written. Oh. I've never been this vulnerable before in terms of writing and sharing something this deep mm-hmm. with the public. But if there was ever a time to do it, the time was now. If there was ever a time where this song would resonate with a lot of people, I felt the time was now. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how my entire life has come full circle. And the final verse, the third verse in this song, as it really gets stripped down at the end, I talk about this very vivid memory that I had growing up on my farm. My farm's been in our family for over 100 years. I was that kid who was always out there working with my dad, fixing fence, or with my grandpa. And I remember we were kind of eating in the summertime, dinner around the table, and I could hear a plane approaching our farm. And I ran out from the dinner table, and I'd never seen an airplane before. And I couldn't believe it. So this plane is flying overhead, and I stood on my front step, and this plane flies over our house. And I couldn't wait to start riding planes, and I couldn't wait to start flying. And I didn't really have a career or anything at that point, but I would always think that music was a tool, and it was the opportunity that was going to get me to travel and see the world. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to travel and see the world. So now I'm a teenager. Now I'm 18 years old. I'm graduating from high school. My mom, legitimately, over the course of my grade 12 year, I butted heads with my mom so much that I told her on the day of grad, the next morning, I'm out. I'm moving to the city. And so what did she get me for grad, for a present? Luggage. And all my shit was back. Legit. So I partied all that Friday night. I woke up on Saturday, and I drove to Edmonton. And that was it. Like, I was out. And I didn't just spin my tires on the gravel and say, see you later, Mom and Dad. I said, see you never, Mom and Dad. And boom, I was gone. And I was off to Nashville. Now you fast forward. I'm in my late 20s. Life is good in music. I'm traveling all over the world. I'm gone 300 days a year. My wife and my kids and I, we've got elite status on like three different airlines. And I would always look out my window seat and I would see these farms, big farms, little farms, Texas, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Saskatchewan, Alberta. And I would get so emotional thinking about all the things that I've missed. And now the pandemic happens. Things shut down, and where do I retreat to?
The farm.
So I wrote a song about it.
such an important song to play right now, and I think this one's going to mean an awful lot to so many people. So let's play Die to Go Home by multi-award-winning recording artist Brett Kissel here on Music's Journey.
This town was too slow. It was way too quiet. I was bored to death every Saturday night. Left my mom and dad in my rearview mirror. I promised myself I ain't coming back here. 18 careless, wild and reckless stars in my eyes. They try to tell you, man, you'll miss the simple life. Just like gravity tugging at your soul. You'll pray to leave, but you'll die to go home. City lights, velvet ropes. There's always a party everyone goes. Every crowded room, it's all the same. Who you are, who you're with, or the money you make. After a while, the empty smiles make lonely nights. All that matters, climbing ladders. Now I find New York's heart. LA's cold. I pray to leave now. I die to go home. I die to go home. Ooh. When I was a kid, I'd watch planes fly by, leaving vapor trails and me behind. From my window seat, there's a farm below. I was praying to leave, now I'd die to go home.
Great song, Die to Go Home. That's from the album What is Life, and it's available now on the merch page on his website. Couldn't forget that Brett, of course, grew up on a farm, because back in 2013, when he came to visit the radio station, he not only did the interview, but he asked if he could actually do the livestock report and did it for us, which was pretty cool. Way to go, Brett.
Now, oh, thank you. Thank you. I remember that promo tour very well. Steve Cody, our vice president of Warner, for 8 weeks, took me across Canada, and we went from New Brunswick all the way to Vancouver. And we rode on trains, we rode on planes, we drove around, and I swear we visited at least 70 stations. And so my favorite was stopping in smaller markets or rural markets, getting a chance to break up my guitar and play some songs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And also, every now and then, just for fun, if there was like an agribusiness report or some kind of ag report,
I remember this, the weather,
they let me do it. And those are so many great, great memories that I look back on now fondly.
You're the only one that's ever done that, and I'll always remember that. It was pretty cool.
Well, I remember it too. I mean, that was a risk too, because here I am coming out of nowhere. I don't think many people knew who I was, or maybe even cared. But here I am. I just maybe had the cojones to be like, "Hey, can I read the weather, or can I read the agriculture report?"
You even did it better than some of the people that work there.
It was good. It was so good. Yeah. That's what I loved about, you know, this whole, you know, song, because it took you back to a place where your parents, as we talked about earlier, and your grandparents worked so hard on the land, and, you know, to be able to create a life and a future for you, and, you know, for for your family, and then to turn around and know that you get that emotional, to be able to bring yourself back through all of that noise, your crazy, insane schedule that you've had, because you are such a hard worker, and to turn around and know that that's the place that brings you the peace, that is full circle.
It really is. And I'm very grateful that the universe, or, you know, it made that decision for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of guy who sees that as a really, really big sign that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing and where I'm supposed to be. So this entire record, and I've said it, before, it's much more than just another project or another album cycle with a marketing campaign. It goes behind it, and then you move on to the next one in, mm-hmm. 16, 18, 24 months. I can't stress enough how proud I am that this project came together in this way, and the type of response that I've been getting from friends and family, from members of the industry, and also my fans via social media has just been extraordinary. And, that's the kind of stuff I just don't take for granted.
Well, I know that for me, watching your journey all these years and to turn around and look at this body of work for this project, I think it's your best work so far.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. Now, I know that Down to Earth is one song, as I said, I really, really love, but you've also got a wedding song on here, which to me is going to be the one for 2021, guaranteed. And that's just, a given. And that's just talking about celebration and love. There's just so much in this album, the 14 tracks. But From This Day Forward, a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you. And I love that song too. And it's an opportunity for me, as Cecilia and I are going to be married 10 years this summer. It's an opportunity for me in song form to basically recite new vows to her. Mm-hmm. The same way I would have if we were to get married, coming up this summer. I just love the backstory of the song. I love that my best friend, Austin Taylor Smith, wrote this song. He shared it with me, gave me the opportunity to record it, make it my own, and now use it as my own personal love song for Cecilia. But as you just said, I scroll through Twitter or Instagram, and so many people are saying, tagging their husbands, yep, or their fiancés or whatever, saying, this is our song. And of course, I respond and say, thank you. That's amazing. What an honor it is. And then we engage on social media. It is so cool that a song that was going to be deeply personal is now about to become a very personal part of someone else's journey.
Well, a lot of the guys are going to be out there going, damn, Brett, again, you're making me look bad.
I'm just out here staying in my own lane. I'm just doing my best, writing and recording music, just doing what I can.
We're going to be playing this one right now because I absolutely love this one. So for all you guys out there who aren't doing it right, pay attention to this one. So let's play From This Day Forward by Brett Kissel here on Music's Journey.
First day nerves, long kisses, New Year's Eve's three little words, cross country calls and birthday wishes, spinning hugs on airport curbs. I love you strong, yeah, we've been tested, but I wouldn't doubt us, not for a second. Now here we are, taking the next step. Want you to know that I promise to put you first for the rest of my life. Take on your problems when they get too heavy. I'm always gonna stand by your side. Hold you up when you feel unsteady, yeah. Girl, I would fight for you, here day and night for you. Girl, I would die for you. And I'm always gonna stay true to your love from this day forward. Summer nights, drunk on tequila, pillow talking up all night. California piers and Alabama beaches, everything is better with you by my side. Girl, I never felt more connected. You give my life a new perspective. You're such a blessing. I promise to put you first for the rest of my life. Take on your problems when they get too heavy. I'm always gonna stand by your side. Hold you up when you feel unsteady, yeah. Girl, I would fight for you, here day and night for you. Girl, I would die for you. And I'm always gonna stay true to your love from this day forward. I'm here for worse or for better. This vow I'm taking means forever. There ain't no storm we can't weather together. I know you'll put me first for the rest of your life. Take all my problems when they get too heavy. I'm always gonna need you by my side. Hold me up when I feel unsteady, yeah. Girl, I would fight for you, here day and night for you. Girl, I would die for you. And I'm always gonna do what's best for us, yeah. And I'm always gonna stay true to your love from this day forward.
What a beautiful song. From This Day Forward, Brett Kissel, and you'll find that on the brand new album, What Is Life? And that is available on the merch page on his website, along with some autographed copies of some albums. You can buy vinyl, you can buy CD, all kinds of things there, ball caps as well. Check it out, the merch page on brettkissel.com. Now back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here is your host, Kim Sear.
I tend to be a pretty deep person, and I know that this one meant a lot to me. I just lost my mom 2 weeks ago, and this album just brought everything full circle for me.
Well, Kim, I'm very sorry to hear of your loss. Loss is never easy when someone goes to the other side, but it's important to obviously cling tight to the memories. We talked a lot in our conversation about time. We don't know how much time we have, so making the most of the time that we did have. I'm a believer in the spirit. And I truly believe that in some of your most important moments coming up and for the rest of your life, I think there's going to be somebody who's going to have her hands on your shoulders. So just be prepared for that feeling.
Well, I do. And I feel her all the time. And I think I'm just one of those people. That's when you and I had talked on the carpet there about how we are both deep souls, for sure. And being able to feel that, recognize that journey and recognize those signs when they're there. And that's something that you did, you know, when it come to the pandemic and what you needed to do when you stripped away all the noise and recognize, you know, what's important to you. And I know that you absolutely love traveling. I know that's something that you're probably looking towards. Is there going to be a place that you guys have a destination set already when everything opens up?
Absolutely. It's called the globe. I can't wait to just spin the globe, put my finger and be like, boom, we're going to Vietnam, or boom, we're going to Jamaica, or boom, we're going to Florida. I don't care if it's Iceland. I don't care if it's Antarctica and I'm going to go spend time with penguins. I don't care what it is. I'm just going to look at every seat sale that there is and whether I can even go. I'll be like, hey, Cece, I think you got a couple days off. Why don't you go? I'll be like, hey, see you later. I'm gone. We're going to take our kids to Disneyland. We're going to do everything, like literally everything.
Afghanistan, here we come.
Here we come. So many places, so many places. I know you love to travel. That's one thing I knew was really important to both of you guys. And, you know, to be able to take your kids, to be able to see all these different places and experience life, and that's that perspective, you know, being able to put things in the right place and understand where your place is and making those memories with your kids. And you might not have done that. You might have been really, really, you know, busy getting behind this new album and this new work and not have this focus that you do today.
Well, you know what? I don't want to talk about what could have been, but I have to acknowledge that I'm not sure how well 2020 or 2021 would have shaped up if I didn't have this much needed break for my kids and for my wife and for all of us to reconnect. As an entrepreneur and as somebody who runs a million miles a minute, as somebody who loves to chase the next big thing, I've been able to learn a very valuable lesson. When you strip that away, there's something far more important than the next plaque or statistic. So as I was really going down that path, as much as I hate to admit it, as I was going down that path, I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful that I've been able to cross the median, cross the ditch, and start going the opposite direction. And isn't it funny, Kim, how now that I've made a very private proclamation at the beginning, now a public proclamation that I have rearranged my priorities, how now that I'm really getting my heart and my head and my business and my career in a lot better alignment, isn't it interesting how now I'm arguably experiencing the most success I've ever had?
Nice.
So I'm so grateful for that, and I'm very, very appreciative that my wife Cecilia has been so, so supportive with each different journey that I go down. I'm very, very grateful for it.
Well, we are so proud of you as Canadians to have you represent Canada on the international stage.
Thanks.
All of your journeys to Grand Ole Opry, what is your favorite moment so far?
Well, musically, you know what? I would say that it would be, I'll paint the picture. It's with me, Garth Brooks, Mosaic Stadium, Regina, Saskatchewan,
nice,
singing Friends in Low Places together.
Nice.
An 11 minute extravaganza.
Very cool.
Very
on
cool.
Stage. And it just, everything that led up to that is a whole podcast in its own. So
nice.
I'll never be able to top that. I really, really don't think. So I'm so appreciative of Garth taking me under his wing and giving me the best moment of my career.
So cool. That's such a great memory. Now I'm going to ask a more personal question here. What has it meant for you? What's the most important thing being a husband, a father, and a son?
I think it's the dedication of time. That is the best, that is the hottest commodity. That is the single greatest non-renewable resource that we have. More than money, more than a trip, more than a song, it's time. And I'm only 30, but I know that my time with my grandparents is dwindling.
Yeah.
I'm only 30, and I know that my time with my little kids is dwindling. Mm-hmm. I know that my daughter Mila is 5 years old. I know that she'll probably fly, you know, out of the nest when she's 18. That means I've got 13 more summers with her. 13, that's it.
Yeah.
I know that my wife and I love each other very, very much. And I have no idea what the future is going to hold for us in terms of the amount of time that we get to be together. I hope it's 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. I have no idea. But time. That's one of the things that I'm really, really, really going to cling tight to and be the driving force for all my decisions. Time.
It's just amazing to listen to how much growth you've had just as a person, as well as an artist. But this album, as I said, I think is your best work so far. And so excited to hear, you know, the acceptance awards that you're going to have, because you got one coming up. I'm hoping, really, really hoping for the Juno Nom again. This is your fifth that you've got coming up.
Well, I'm in some pretty tough company there, Kim. So I don't want to get all Miss America here. I'm grateful for the recognition. And that recognition is kind of the victory all in its own. I believe, I mean, we'll let your listeners decide and see if they feel the same way I do. The nominations are me and Drink About Me, my friend Lennon Stella, and Kissing Other People, a big hit for her.
Mm-hmm.
J.P. Sachs, If the World Was Ending, You Come Over, Right? Beautiful song. Justin Bieber and his hit, Intentions. And then I think one of the biggest songs of the last 20 years, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Nice,
so,
yes.
You know what? It's stiff competition, but I will always fly the flag for country music. And I think I'm the first guy in a decade who's been nominated in that very pop heavy category. Mm-hmm. So that's a big victory for the country guys.
It's such a great spot for you to be in. And we cannot wait. I'm manifesting this one for next year too. Guaranteed.
Hey, well, thank you.
Guaranteed one. Yeah, 100%. Do you have time just to answer a couple more questions?
Of course.
Okay. Favorite artist today on the radio and why? Any genre?
Thomas Rhett. I love what he stands for. I love that he's a family man, and I think he's the best songwriter in Nashville.
One of the best. Keith Urban up there too, for sure.
Agree.
Okay. What is the first thing that you're going to do when... that isn't music related? And we said traveling, anything else?
I'm going to go out to every restaurant I possibly can. I've done all the home cooking to make up for all the meals I ate out. And now I'm just going to go to every restaurant. And I don't want to be, you know, negative. Every restaurant that's still in business, I'm going to do my very best to keep them in business. I'm going to be eating out a lot.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite food?
Well, you know what? A lot of it depends on my mood, but I mean, I grew up on a cattle ranch, so it's nothing better than a ribeye steak and some garlic mashed potatoes some good
John's...
vegetables, you know what I mean? Like a steak dinner. Oh,
John's having issues right now.
I want.
Okay, what advice would you give a young Brett Kissel?
Oh, good question. I would try to teach patience. Some decisions I made in the early days, had I realized I would have been able to wait just 3, 4, 5 more months, something better probably could have or was going to come my way. So patience is very, very important.
Nice. Very good. That's a really good answer. Funniest question a fan has ever asked you?
Oh, I get them all the time. There's this guy who's been... well, almost harassing me on Twitter to send him a picture of my feet. I'm like, okay, one, not going to happen. Two, I wear cowboy boots. Three, leave me alone.
Weird.
Yep. That is funny.
You ask.
That is so true. Okay. If you could only tell your children one thing about their dad, what would it be and why?
I loved them with all my heart.
Cool. What is your most useless talent?
Ping pong. I'm probably the best ping pong player you've ever spoken to on your podcast. You put me up against Forrest Gump and I'll probably beat him.
Ooh.
There's a challenge. Holy. Okay. Whenever Brett Kissel has brand new music out, we are always on top of it. It's always a good day, so we are so excited for you. And we've just taken this time to celebrate your new album, What Is Life? What a great body of work you've done, a great project. And we are so proud of you and so happy for you.
Well, thank you both. What a special conversation and catch up. I won't soon forget this, so thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here, and I hope you're going to come back, and we get to talk to you a little bit more. So we're really hoping for this Juno nom for you, so we're all going to be watching that in May and crossing our fingers.
Well, you betcha. I can't wait to see what the results are, but like I said, like Miss America would say, it may not be all about the trophy, but the fact that we can talk about it and I can be in the same conversation as Bieber in The Weeknd, you know what? I think it was a great thing for this country kid who couldn't wait to leave the farm.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing a little bit of your life and music with us. And give your wife a big hug for all of us out there and your little kids. And we just wish all the very best for you.
Well, thank you. And I promise you I will. You guys take care. Thank you for this.
Okay, thanks a lot,
thanks
Brett.
So much, Brett.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brett, for sharing your life and music with us here on Music's Journey. We look forward to having you back. We cannot wait to watch you and see what happens for the Junos that are taking place on May 16th for Single of the Year for our guest, Brett Kissel. So excited for him. Thank you so much for all of our international listeners. You have no idea how much I appreciate you letting me into your home, your cars, and wherever you are listening to Music's Journey podcast. It means so much more than you realize. I have such great shows coming up for you. Aaron Allen is going to be here, Mackenzie Lee Mayer, The Heels, New Moon Junction, Danny Doucette, Abby Stewart, Jason Benoit, Annika, Oliver Charles, Sean Carson, and so many more. We've got some great shows, so we look forward to having you guys tune in. Again, thank you so much for taking us under your wing and listening to our podcast, and hopefully you love the music and you love the stories that we're sharing with you. Take care of yourselves, and we will see you very soon. I'm Kim Sear, your host on Music's Journey.
Once again, a great big thank you to Brett Kissel for chatting with us today. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and more. Our theme music is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.